Instant illumination. My words, my thoughts, my children are my living message of my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. My words, my thoughts, my children are my living message of life, of my life. Every word I speak brings a result in my life. Every thought I think brings a result in my life. These are the children that I set forth as my living message in my world. Now, what are these words that we think? What are these thoughts that we think? What are these children, these thought children that we send out into the world? Or real children? I mean that real children or thought children. They're all the same. Our children are our everyday thoughts, our little boys and girls that we produce and bring forth into the world as our children are our everyday thoughts. Our words that we speak are the children that other people know us by. They know who we are. Well, for instance, you're a child. He goes out into the world and he goes to the neighbor's house. And he is a gentle, loving, sensitive, caring child. And the neighbor says, wow, you must have gentle, loving, sensitive, caring parents. And I would like to meet your parents. They must be very special. And your words, when you speak your words, people say, what a wonderful vocabulary that person has. What wonderful words they use to express their happiness in life. They must be very, very beautiful people. For they using words like that can only be used by a person who is a very gentle, loving person. Now your thoughts, that's your personal stuff. And as you think your thoughts, you think about yourself. Why do I have such terrible thoughts? Why do I have such thoughts that tell me that the world is going to pot? Why do I have thoughts that tell me that my life is not fulfilled, but I'm not getting out of my life what I want? Why do I have these thoughts that say to me that things are not so nice and not so wonderful? Why do I have them? Well, we have those thoughts because we give them power in our mind. We give them an opportunity to exist. We express them. We think about them. Now, I think my thought and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest it. This is a phrase that often is used. What are our thoughts? What are we empowering the universe to act upon? What thoughts do we have? All right. We have thoughts, there is peace on earth. Wow, that's a good one. We have thoughts. Everyone on earth knows the truth about their divine nature and is enjoying it now. That's pretty important. All is in divine order. That's a general one. That's nice too, though, but it's very general. Well, that's what it is. It's good. Now, are our thoughts always along this wonderful channel, along this wonderful pathway of expressing who and what we are? Are our thoughts always doing the things we want them to do? Are our thoughts always revealing what's going on in our mind? They most certainly are. If you have happy thoughts, you can be sure you have a happy mind and a happy life. If you have sad thoughts, you can be sure you have a sad mind and a sad life. If you have fulfilling thoughts, you can be sure you have a fulfilling life and a fulfilling experience that's going on all around your world and that you are fulfilled. Do you have healthy thoughts? Thoughts about your body that are healthy and fantastic? Then you can be sure you have a healthy, fantastic body in which you live. What is it? What is it that we are creating for ourselves? What is it that we are sending out to the world as messages, living messages of our life? Our words, our thoughts, and our children. And they're all our children, really. Think about these things. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Jesus said, let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. The innocence, the gentleness, the kindness, the lovingness, all that is beautiful and good. Well, what happened to the children who were so loving and beautiful and good? They went astray. And when they went astray, how did they go astray? Well, somewhere along the line, their leadership, their teaching, their training was missing. Okay, Now let's think about that. We give birth to children, and we raise them for 18 years or less, and during that time we give them our very best. And these children go out into the world and are living examples of who we are. Parents say, it's not my fault that my children are wrong. It's not my fault that my children are bad. It's not my fault that they go and rob banks and hurt people. It's not. Yes, it is. Unfortunately, it is. Because we gave them everything that we are. We gave them our happiness. We gave them our meanness. We gave them our self-righteousness. We gave them our humility. We gave them everything that we are. And in giving our children everything that we are, they express it outwardly to the world and show the world exactly who we are. Now, what is this that we are doing? What is this that we are sharing? What is this that we are living? Now, just think of this here. I have this beautiful golden retriever puppy who's 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 months old. Big fellow. Loving, gentle, kind. He is a beautiful being.
Well, all golden retrievers at that age are beautiful beings and they're wonderful.
Not really. Some are taught to be mean. Some are taught to be timid. Some are taught to be outgoing. Some are taught to be ingoing. Some are taught to be greedy. Some are taught to be sharing. But all golden retrievers are lovely dogs. No, they're not. All golden retrievers are whatever image we believe a golden retriever is. And if we create in our mind that a golden retriever is a loving animal, a gentle, caring animal, then we are going to act toward him and create him that way. We are going to expect him to act that way. And when he doesn't act that way, we are going to show him that it is nice to be loving. It is nice to be gentle. Gentle, gentle. Peace. Now, be more loving. Now, how often have we done this with our children that we raise? Our children are together, playing together, and we, as mother and father, act sort of silly, and so then they act sort of silly. We, as mother and father, are loving and gentle toward one another, and the children are loving and gentle toward one another. Have you ever seen children raised in a family where the father and mother have a deep affection, respect, and love for one another? Are the children the same way? You bet they are. The children are a living picture of what their parents are. And our thoughts are a living picture of what our thoughts are in our mind. Our words are a living example of who we are. And when we use words that are improper or unkind, that's who we are. No matter whether we are a teacher or whether we are a student, whenever we use words that are improper, we are telling a story we do not want to tell. Could Jesus have taught the love of God, the love of the divine within each one of us, by teaching us in meanness, by hating, by being angry, by losing his temper? He lost his temper a couple times, it's true. That's the way we read about him, at least. Now, did he have to go and get himself back in order in his 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, remembering that he is divine, that he does not fall heir to the temptations of the human mind, that he is here to teach the divine message, not the human message? Well, you and I are here to live the divine message, to live the divine message and not the human message. We're here to act like divine beings in a human world. And to act like a divine being in a human world is our highest and greatest. It is the most beautiful thing we could ever do. We could live in that instant illumination where our words are the most remarkable words that the world has ever heard. How do you do that? Practice, practice, practice. And, of course, you start in. You start with your thoughts. Your thoughts are the most marvelous thoughts that the world has ever even dreamed about. And your children, the offspring of your marriage, the offspring of your life, the offspring of your heart, the offspring of your being. They are living messages of what you believe about yourself. And so when you have good children, you can be sure you're believing good things about yourself. And when you have bad children, you haven't brought them to task, and required that they stand up for who they are. Remember, this is our heritage. This is our family reputation. This is who we are. We are beautiful beings. We do not treat dogs like that. We treat them lovingly. We do not treat cats unkindly. We treat them lovingly. We do not treat each other unkindly. We treat them lovingly. We treat ourselves lovingly. That's the biggest issue, of course. But can you as a parent go out and say that you have given your very best to your children? And then people say, if you gave your very best to your children, what's your worst? You know? My goodness. Our children should be a living picture of what we are. And so often our children go to the neighbor's house and the neighbors report, your children are so thoughtful, so loving. Oh, I wish they were at home. They are, but you don't see them at home. You don't see them and you don't congratulate them on each little thing that they do that expresses their loving words, their loving thoughts, and their being a living messenger, a living message of the person who bore them into life, who brought them forth. And after they have reached their age and they have learned their lessons and they have been trained well by their parents, and by life, and by school, they go out. And they're a living example of who they are. I remember the 60s was a period of rebellion, and many young people rebelled and went away from their parents. And then years later, these same people who were rebels at that time came forth as the leaders of industry, the heads of the church. They came forth as the masters of all. Yes, they rebelled. Yes, they saw that it was not an effective way to live. They saw that if the world were a world of rebellion, it would not be beneficial. They learned by their activity. Now, can we learn by our activity? Can we put the causes in motion to have the most beautiful, wonderful, fabulous set of words that go forth from our mouth? They don't have to be big words. They have to be words that are well chosen to express our love, our unconditional love for ourselves. First, for ourselves, unconditional words for ourselves, unconditional love for ourselves. And then our thoughts are revealed through those words and are in our children as a living message of what our life is. Now, if you don't have any children, your thoughts and your words are your children. And they are as important children as any human being could ever be. Yet, working with a human being is a great privilege that is not given to all, because it is such a treasure that it has to be handled with very great gentleness. Instant illumination, my words, my thoughts, my children are my living message of my life. Have a lovely day. Do beautiful things. I know that I love you. I love you. I love you.